Good evening for WBAI News in New York. I'm Linda Perry. In the news this evening, we look at women imprisoned at Rikers, moms, daughters, right now in the Rose Singer Center. That's where women are housed at Rikers. Women convicted and sentenced to terms of 1 year or less and pre-trial defendants. Women awaiting trial, unable to make bail. Many women are pregnant at the time of their incarceration. Most female inmates are mothers, and they are usually the primary or sole caretaker for their children.
We're going to start a brief speak out on women's issues at Rikers Island.
Women who were incarcerated at Rikers hold signs outside City Hall in advance of an oversight hearing on issues facing women in jails. Beautifully illustrated black and white posters of women. A gagged woman in front of prison bars, a black and white drawing of a woman huddled naked on the floor grabbing her legs. Other signs are lettered. One woman holds a sign above her head which says, "Doe cried throughout the rape. Break silence of sexual violence," reads another. Sexual violence is an epidemic in prison and jails. The sign Zina Grandicelli holds has statistics, 116 sexual assaults, 28 rapes, two investigations in 2014. She's with the Jails Action Coalition, the Sylvia Rivera Law Project, and the Audre Lorde Project. She says she's been an activist for prison reform for more than 40 years.
As a trans woman who was raped and sexually assaulted between December 31st and up to January 2nd of this year, trans women, as well as any woman on the island, should not have to go through that and live that. There is literally no rape counseling on the island for women. And I believe that what's going on the island, on a lot of issues, and not just that, but that in particular, needs to be addressed, needs to be corrected.
Grandicelli stands alongside Teresa Bradbury.
Actually, I was an inmate at Rikers Island from 2011 on to 2013, and I'm a victim. I've been sexually harassed while my stay on Rikers, and I truly feel that there should be some justice done in the situation, because I don't think it's fair to the ones that's going to be there after me.
Women make up about 10% of admissions into DOC custody, but only 7% of the average daily population, which reflects
inside the hearing at City Hall. The first deputy commissioner with the Department of Corrections, Dina Simon, reads her testimony. She cites statistics about women incarcerated at the Rose Singer Rikers prison.
As with the male population, most of the women in custody are detainees whose cases have yet to be resolved.
The chair of the City Council's Committee on Fire and Criminal Justice Services, Elizabeth Crowley, asks a pointed question about a lawsuit brought by the Legal Aid Society.
Specifically, two female inmates that alleged that they were assaulted by a correction officer. Could you tell me the status of that correction officer, whether that correction officer is still working with the inmate population?
I will defer to our investigator.
We're going to find out. We'll find out.
We don't have that information at this time.
Wow.
But prior to you coming here to testify on issues that are unique to women, and your statistics are saying that 6% of the inmate population say that they're being assaulted by either another inmate or staff, sexually assaulted, that is, how would you not be prepared to answer a question of such a serious nature? You know, allegations by not one inmate but two female inmates were alleged on one of your officers, and you don't know whether you have a process of taking those officers out from working with inmates?
Crowley pressed the Department of Corrections further as to whether the corrections officer accused of rape is still working with other inmates.
It's either a yes or no question.
I can't.
It's a policy.
I would have to get that.
You're not clear on your policy.
Council members want to know if the Rose Singer prison at Rikers is compliant with PREA, the 2003 Prison Rape Elimination Act. Cynthia Brown with the Department of Corrections, Department of Compliance, answered Crowley, and she said it was taking a while for Rose Singer to become compliant with the 2003 Act. This didn't satisfy council members.
I know the public advocate has questions on this. I'm just going to say this committee is committed to the pre-act and will work with the department and will work with the Board of Correction. And if the Board of Correction cannot put it in the minimum standards, then we're ready to legislate it to make the department follow the rules. And it's our hope that we'll be able to do that as soon as possible to prevent unnecessary victimization from happening. I'm going to recognize my co-chair for questions. Councilmember Cumbo.
Lori Cumbo is chair of the Committee on Women's Issues.
Thank you, Councilmember Crowley. I would say in the 2 years that I've been here, I've never been to a hearing where the administration that's providing testimony are that unprepared to discuss really critical issues that this particular hearing was set up to do just that. So although I will ask questions, I've never been in a position where these questions are going to be unanswered.
Council members want to hear about programs for women and for their children at Rose Singer. There's a nursery there where moms can care for their babies who are up to a year old. The council wants to know about this, and they want to know about medical care. Council member Lori Cumbo brings up the case of Cecily McMillan. She was incarcerated at Rikers after being roughed up and arrested by NYPD at an Occupy Wall Street protest.
And she talked a lot about her experiences there, saying, remembering the rampant sexual abuse at Rikers, she stated that the doctors are far worse than the guards and wanted to talk about that. She states that once you enter there, your body is not your own, wanting to know, have there been any reports filed against medical, mental health practitioners of the women that are incarcerated? And if there have been any reports, what have been the outcomes of those reports?
Cumbo finds out allegations were substantiated, two medical personnel were fired, but no criminal charges were filed. Meanwhile, the activists who held signs on the steps of City Hall are watching the proceedings. Grace Price says she was one of the unlucky ones tossed into Rikers for defending herself.
It's estimated that 75% of women at Rosie's are domestic violence survivors. Why are we put there? Who puts us there? Why are we being re-victimized not only by the criminal justice system, but by COs who prey specifically on domestic violence and trafficking victims who are seasoned, already weak, helpless?
Evie Litwack is with the Jails Action Coalition. She was in two federal prisons. She says in one of the prisons, out of 21 male officers, at least 20 were having sex with inmates. An open secret everyone knew.
When you're behind the wall, you are there to obey the laws. So if they want to screw with you and you don't, the consequences are you lose visitation of your child. If you don't sleep with me, no commissary. If you don't sleep with me, no visitation. If you don't sleep with me, no email.
New York City Councilmember Danny Drum has visited Rikers, visited Rosie's several times over the last 5 years.
It's not pretty. It's not nice. It's not a piece of cake. They're going through, they're in dormitories, the ones that I saw anyway. Nothing, no activities whatsoever. Watching TV. Many are suffering from mental health issues, not receiving the correct medication that they need, just totally depressed, hopelessness, a sense of hopelessness in a jail that, nothing good is ever really going to happen for them. And, these are women, many of them have children, some of them are pregnant, and we need to focus on that, and we need to provide services for them. If we don't take care of these issues at that level, we're going to come back and see these same women reoffending again.
And recidivism is high. One out of three women end up back at Rosie's, back at Rikers within a year of their release. Councilmember Crowley's office and the Committee on Fire and Criminal Justice Services is reviewing testimony from the hearing, as well as DOC policy and any of its shortcomings. Then they'll determine how to proceed in terms of reforms, whether it be through legislation and or policy change. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.